Communities back home, they require scholars. They require individuals to lead and to help the community together to grow. And these individuals should not only have a strong knowledge of Islam, of the primary text, the Quran, and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, but also should be skilled, should be good managers, should have oratory skills, should be good counselors, should be able to interact with the youth. These are important skills that a scholar needs to have.
برکاتی که در جامعه اسلامی از صدر اسلام تا به حال ما با اون روبرو بودیم و این پدیده مبارک در جامعه اسلامی به وجود آمد، تشکیل نهاد روحانیت بود. این نهاد با حمایت و هدایت اهل بیت علیهم السلام ایجاد شد، خصوصا اهتمامی که امام صادق و امام باقر سلام الله علیهما بعد به این مسئله داشتند. خصوصا این نهاد مورد عنایت امام زمان عجل الله تعالی فرجه الشریف قرار گرفت. فقیهان بزرگی تربیت شدند، فقیهانی که تربیت یافتند در این نهاد شریف روحانیت و به مقامات عالی رسیدند، به ویژه این مقام عالی که در حقیقت مشرف شدند این فقیهان بزرگ به انتساب به امام عصر، با این تعبیر یاد کردند که فإنهم حجتی. خب این مقام بسیار مقام والایی است که منتسبند به امام زمان علیه السلام. لذا این نهاد شریف، نهاد روحانیت، از مهمترین نهادهایی است که در جامعه اسلامی به وجود آمد و توانایی پاسخگویی به نیازهای علمی و معنوی جامعه اسلامی و حتی جامعه بشری رو داره.
And so over here at Baba Ridha, what we try to do is to train such individuals.
It has been around 10 years now that it has been active in different ways. Though at the onset, there was a very natural process in its formation. It was not like, you know, we came in and we said, no, we need to make an institute and we need to do this and that. It came based on the needs that were there and the abilities and potentials that we already had at that time.
We were dreaming very far, but we were also being realistic. And alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah and the right guidance, and really, truly, the attention of Bibi Masuma of Qom.
The institute is run in a way that you have a principal, head of the institute, which is Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Amini, who runs the institute.
هدف این مرکز بین المللی هم آموزشی است، هم تربیتی است، هم تبلیغی است در سطح بین الملل و هم پژوهشی است.
But he has around him a team of strong managers basically, and these individuals, they ensure that the institute runs in all its different departments. You have a team of Sheikh Baqir and Sayyid Ruhullah and Sheikh Ali who run the Hawza department.
Baba Ridha Institute, just as it tries to provide for the tablighi needs of the students and prepare them for when they go back home, it also provides or seeks to provide for the students' needs in the Hawza, the different sciences, the training, spiritual guidance, different opportunities for their families.
Ma waqti be Islam nigah mikonim, Islam yek din jami'i که برای بخش‌های مختلف زندگی برنامه داره. باب الرضا چون یک مجموعه آموزشی دین اسلام، دین اسلام رو می‌خواد یاد بده، به همه این ابعاد توجه داره.
سعی بر این هست که تا آنجایی که مقدور و میسور هست، مجموعه علوم اسلامی رو اینها فرا بگیرند، به علوم مختلفی که مجموعه اون علوم موجب به وجود اومدن یک عالم اسلامی جامع، مهذب و فعال در جامعه اسلامی می شود، اینها رو اینها فرا می گیرند.
و یک بحث مهمی که داره اینه که توجه جدی به نیازهای جامعه داره. مثلا اگر در جایی بابا رضا ببینه که این چند نفر یک نیازی داره یا تو اون جامعهشون یه نیازی داره، بابا رضا براش برنامه داره.
It's a dream for every Hausa. And I could say that it's been one of Baba Rida's most important slogans as far as the education system is concerned. Learn practically. They'll learn the theory in class and then they'll have either separate sessions with the teachers or in their mubahathas and discussion circles with their classmates, they'll start implementing these principles and these rules that they've learned. Let's say you're studying the principles of jurisprudence in your class. So you'll take the rules, you've learned the rules in class now, and then now you'll look at the verses of the Quran and you look at the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, and then you'll start implementing the rules of principles of jurisprudence on these traditions. Same goes for logic, same goes for Arabic grammar.
عالم اسلامی که در حقیقت مورد تأیید اهل بیت علیهم السلام هست، شخصی است که علاوه بر دارا بودن علمیت در دامنه علوم اسلامی، مسئله معنویت و تهذیب رو هم به طور جدی و چشمگیر در برنامه زندگیش داره.
We have 10 groups in Baba Rida. Groups are like classes. These are student groups or classes. And we have a total of 45 students, around 45 students in Baba Rida. So that's rough 4 to 5 students per group. We've always had this policy of keeping our groups small. And by doing so, the teacher is able to engage more with the students. The classes can be more interactive. The students can discuss their classes with each other in a much better method.
هم به خود خانم های این طلاب توجه داره که اینها بعد از اینکه از اینجا تشریف میبرند به کشورهای خودشون، به عنوان یک فرد مفیدی برای جامعه و در حقیقت یک مبلغی بشه، لذا به مقداری که اونها میتوانند بابا رضا برای اونها برنامه میذاره.
You have somebody like Sheikh Ali Rajani who runs the short course.
So the brisk course that stands for Baba Rida Intensive Short Course is one that we started 10 years ago. It's going to be the 10th year this year that it's running. 2 years that COVID was prevalent in the world, we were online. We've had over 170 participants from all over the world attend this course. How we achieve this, we have classes, recreation as well. We have scholar visits, we have educational visits and places where they visit and they get to see different institutions and how they work.
نکته دیگری که در این مرکز شریف بهش توجه میشه، توجه به ابعاد اجتماعی فعالیت‌های طلاب و مخاطبین عزیز ما در این مرکز هست. فعالیت‌های اجتماعی طلاب عزیز در نظام بین الملل بهش توجه بشه، برنامه‌ریزی بشه.
So the whole course from all the way from the first thing that we probably do in the course is marketing, all the way until the feedback right at the end of the course. Every part of this is done by Hausa students based right over here, and that's something that's really unique about BRIS. We take feedback really seriously in our course. It's quite a central concept to our course, and it allows us to improve the course. The course has never been stagnant.
You have somebody like Sheikh Yasir Rajabali who runs the online learning department.
The topics and the content that we present in the online learning platform are topics that we feel every single Muslim all around the world living in the 21st century needs to know. We've categorized these topics into 6 general categories, so they include things like different topics on aqaid and ideology, different topics on akhlaq and spirituality, topics related to the Quran, topics related to social matters, and alhamdulillah so far we have around 20 courses uploaded on the platform, and that which includes more than 100 hours of learning material. These courses are self-paced courses, and they're of course free for anybody who wants to access. We also complement the material with articles, with blogs, and with short videos. And the idea is to have a sort of a structured learning through courses and other forms of material, something that will give the Muslims a strong foundation in understanding Islam and Islamic principles and how to put that into practice. And so we've formed and structured a program that encompasses all these topics. Alhamdulillah, the process is carrying on. It's not finished yet. We're still working on creating new courses as we speak. There is a few more courses that are being produced.
You have someone like Sheikh Kazim Bojani who runs the research department.
So basically, this department that we have we call it research and publications, or RP to make it brief. The idea there is to identify material that's Islamically accurate, very precise in terms of the content, and also look at the needs that are out there. And right now we focus on English language, and of course there have been discussions of going into other languages and producing material. The major work that we focus on is translations. Although we have also ventured into authoring and writing things from scratch, we have started going into things like Islamic fiction. Okay, and you may wonder, do you have such a thing called Islamic fiction? Of course, Islamic fiction doesn't mean that you turn Islam into fiction. What I mean is, basically, we are trying to go into topics like historical fiction. So we want to introduce different ideas and personalities. We also try and translate articles. So having material that's slightly more advanced, slightly more academic, something which very clearly shows the depth of Islam in a very accurate way.
And so all of these students come together at a platform where you call it kind of a teamwork to be able to run this institute. And each of them have to present proposals, they deliver reports, they produce a final report of all the activities.
We came to realize that, we need to do work that is institutional, based on teamwork. And the first experience that we had was in the short course. And we saw that there's so much potential in a team that that is beyond our expectations. What one person can do can be multifold if a group of people do it. And that was a good experience. And after, of course, I insist on the right guidance also required at this, alhamdulillah, that we got in the form of our principal today, Hujjatul Islam al-Muslimin Amini. Through his guidance and through this teamwork, we were able to take a few strides ahead. And then what happened is that together with the Hausa, which was developing in the side and the short course, we finally said that, look, we need a headquarters. We need to get together somewhere and think forward, plan ahead. And we, alhamdulillah, had a very humble place somewhere near the Haram, a very small, you can say, 50-60 meter squared building, one floor, and we rented that place. And after that, alhamdulillah, it was now, you can say, the engine was running full throttle. And we see slowly we got another building. We rented another big building, a three-story building, where now, because our activities had grown, so we needed to start to divide the work and all that. And alhamdulillah, finally we were able to buy the place that we are now here present.
So the current building that we have, alhamdulillah, it's a blessing from Allah to have such a nice building, and it meets the needs that we had planned. It meets the needs that we currently have, but it doesn't have capacity for further growth. We've reached full capacity. The classes are full. We had to turn down students. We had to turn down projects at times because there is no space and there is no capacity to do more, basically. So right now we're on full capacity. Alhamdulillah, we're running. Things are getting better and improving. But in the future, as we want to take the next step, both at our official level, to increasing the capacity of the Hausa, but also further projects to do with Tabligh, involving more individuals at the institute. This requires a bigger place. This requires more manpower, which inshallah we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed with the opportunity to, through this, serve the 12th World Imam.
در پایان از خدای متعال و همچنین از نبی مکرم و ائمه معصومین عاجزانه تقاضای عنایت و هدایت در این مسیر دشوار و البته پرخیر و برکت رو داریم و همچنین از همه مؤمنین تقاضا داریم که ما رو کمک کنند و ما رو یاری بنمایند در این مسیر با تذکراتی که دارند، با نکاتی که هست، با پیشنهادات و احیانا انتقاداتی که هست. مرکز بین المللی بابالرضا تحت حمایت هیچ یک از ارگانهای دولتی یا حوزوی از حیث منابع انسانی و حیث منابع مالی نیست، در این جهت استقلال داره. خدای متعال در قرآن کریم این رو بیان فرموده که هو الذی ایدک بنصره و بالمؤمنین، اما این نصر الله از طریق مؤمنین ظهور کرد. رضا امیرالمؤمنین سلام الله علیه با قدرت و شجاعت و با کمک های مختلفی که در موقعیت های مختلف پیامبر اکرم صلوات الله علیه رو دین اسلام رو یاری فرمود و همچنین حضرت خدیجه سلام الله علیها ام المؤمنین با همدلی ها، همکاری ها و کمک هایی که به نبی مکرم صلوات الله علیه و آله داشت، خصوصا اموال بسیار و هنگفتی که اون بزرگوار داشت در مسیر پیروزی اسلام، تبلیغ اسلام و ترویج اسلام استفاده کرد، کمک فرمود و شجره طیبه اسلام رشد کرد، ریشه دواند و تنومند شد و میوه های این شجره طیبه در سراسر جامعه بشری خودش رو نشان داد و به ارمغان آورده شد. خیلی متشکر هستیم. انشاءالله خدای متعال به همه ما توفیق علم و عمل و ترویج معارف اسلام رو در جامعه بشری عنایت بفرماید. الحمدلله رب العالمین و صلی الله علی محمد و آله الطاهرین.